Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another program. Frank Rush along with you today, being joined by Terrewood Fire Chief Jeff Fisher. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Not so bad. Well, it is fall season, and that means that a lot of folks are firing up and have already fired up the furnace. And unfortunately for you guys at the Terrewood Fire Department and for all surrounding volunteer and municipal fire departments, I correct me if I'm wrong, but this is going to get to be the busy season for you guys, isn't it?
It can be if people are not smart and being courteous and cleaning their furnaces and checking things out. It can be a very busy season for us.
Well, not just furnaces, too, but also fireplaces and any other kind of heat source altogether, be it electric space heater, furnace, or fireplace. And, of course, like I said, it's fall. Folks want to stay warm. And there's some things people need to think about before they really get too deep into the season, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some routine maintenance. Keyword there, maintenance. Make sure your furnaces are ready to be turned on. Don't just turn them on and let them go. Make sure your filters are clean and take the vacuum cleaner and clean out the cobwebs and things like that inside the furnace. And if you're going to have the extra heat going on with the space heaters, make sure it's in good shape. Also, make sure you inspect the wiring and you don't place it anywhere near something that can catch on fire. And make sure those fireplaces are cleaned out too. Get somebody out there to check those out. You get that creosote buildup in the fireplaces, and they can catch fire after a while.
When we talk about the furnaces, obviously the first thing people think of is gas furnaces. And, boy, that's kind of a tricky situation unless you're a trained professional to make sure that those things are really operating correctly.
Absolutely. You can have a leak. They put that additive in the gas because the gas normally does not have any smell to it, but they put the additive in there so it smells like rotten eggs when you have a leak. So you really should have somebody out checking out your furnace before you turn it on to make sure everything is working the way it should be and everything is connected tightly.
You know, when you talk about some of the stuff, the cobwebs and dust and stuff, that can even be a problem even in an electric furnace, which if it's not working right, I mean, that could wind up causing a fire in and of itself.
Absolutely. Have a certified electrician out there to check that out. You want to be safe. We want everybody to be safe. Let's be safe and not sorry.
There are often times when you guys go to a fire in the wintertime. Is that one of the first places you look immediately is to check the heat source? Is that just kind of the automatic first thing you do?
Well, it all depends on how the call comes in. But a lot of them will be electrical in nature and comes from the furnace. We get a lot of calls from people need to be mindful of this, too. They will see the steam coming off the roofs. That's not necessarily smoke, that steam. You know, the heat, the sun will heat up the roof, and there will be that little bit of a vapor of steam coming off. People get confused with that, and they're calling a fire. Now, we're going to respond. We're going to check it out, but be mindful of that. But, we'll go in there and check out those furnaces when we get called to a house, and a lot of them will call us to check out their furnace. You really should have a certified furnace and AC man check out these things before you fire them up.
One of the other things that you guys will get called out for as well, this really isn't a problem when it comes to electric heat sources, but if you've got gas or some other kind of combustible type heat source for, the flame, carbon monoxide is something that you guys get called out for, and that can be deadly.
Absolutely is deadly. Make sure you have some kind of make sure you have those carbon monoxide detectors in your house along with your smoke alarms. Now, we're going to be changing our clocks here pretty soon, and we suggest you change the batteries in your smoke alarms also. And those smoke alarms need to be changed every 10 years.
Now, that's something kind of interesting.
Outdated.
That's something I don't think a lot of folks realize because, and even myself, I didn't realize that for quite a while, that smoke detectors, they wear out.
Yes, they do. They've got a very important job, and they get tired.
And that's kind of interesting because I don't think anybody really thinks about that. I mean, they think, okay, if they do go off because there's a fire, okay, well, they've been used. But I don't think anybody really thinks about them actually wearing out. And you mentioned change the batteries, too. That's something that's kind of easy to forget. I mean, I know I've been guilty sometimes of waiting until the thing starts beeping at me, you know.
Yeah, that's waited too long, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I know. But that, so you really should change them ahead of time. And, you know, a lot of folks, so it's hard to believe, but there are still people that don't have smoke detectors. You would think in this day and age that everybody would have them, and there are still some folks that don't.
And that's sad. There's no reason not to have a working smoke alarm in your house. We have them in every fire station, so if somebody needs one, you can call our office here at 812-244-2803, and we can make sure that you get a smoke alarm. And stop in any fire station, we have them.
And, of course, for some of the outlying areas, they can also contact their local fire departments, too, be they volunteer or the municipal fire departments. Even if they don't happen to have them, they can usually put you in touch with somebody who can help you get one anyway.
Absolutely. We're all in this together. We want to make sure everybody has a safe and warm winter. And we just want to make sure that everybody's mindful. Check those smoke alarms, change the batteries, and let's be safe.
You know, you want to have at least one, but the recommendations are to have a lot more than just one, depending upon the size of your house. And there's also recommendations on where to actually place those smoke detectors, too.
Absolutely. You want one on every floor. You want one outside the bedrooms. And make sure you have one in the basement. Now, a good place not to have one is in the bathroom. The steam from taking a hot shower can make them go off, and it also can corrode the smoke alarms. But definitely outside the bedrooms, or even inside the bedroom, and one on every floor.
Hey, what's this I heard about, speaking of surviving a fire, if it does happen, that there were some recommendations I read about that a lot of people may or may not close the bedroom doors. But there is a recommendation out there now that talks about, I guess what, closing the door is really something you should do.
Close the door before you doze. It's recommended that you close the door when you go to sleep at night. If there is a fire in your house outside your bedroom, then it will take a while for that smoke to come into your bedroom. And if there's a smoke alarm out there, then it's going to alarm the smoke alarm and alarm you to wake you up. But close the door. That will keep the smoke from coming in your bedroom.
Okay. And like I said, I for one, you know, I've got a two-story, and there's times where we'll sleep with the door open, but that's really not the thing you're supposed to. The main reason we do is because we have pets, and you know, if you've never had a cat that wants to get in a closed door, that can be quite irritating.
Well, I'm with you there. I'm guilty, too, because I sleep with my bedroom door open, but I also have a pet, too, that likes to wander around the house at night. But it is recommended to close the door. That will keep the smoke from coming in your room as easily as it would if the door was open.
You know, one thing I do have, and I imagine it's a pretty good idea, at least I thought it was, but I'm also kind of paranoid at sometimes, too, and that is if you have a two-story house, those little portable ladders that you can get, those are kind of a good idea, I think.
Yes, you always want to have at least two exit routes in case of emergency, and definitely if you have a two-story house, some kind of a rope ladder or ladder to get out of the second-story house, part of the house.
You know, something interesting, when we talk about Terrapin Fire Department, you guys get called out, obviously, to fight fires, but that's not the only thing. You wind up getting called out a lot more for like first aid runs more than you're actually called out to fight fires, aren't you?
Absolutely. Terre Haute Fire Department and EMS services. We have our own ambulance service here with the fire department.
And like I said, a lot of the calls that come in that you get sent out on, they're more for first aid than they are for fires.
88% of our runs are EMS-based.
That's pretty amazing that many of them. Now, you do sometimes, though, people say, well, why did I see a fire truck go? Well, that's because the guys on your fire trucks are just as good as the guys in the ambulance, too, right?
Absolutely. We get that question a lot. Why does a fire truck respond with an ambulance, or why do I see a fire truck respond on an EMS call? It's because we have paramedics on our fire engines, too. And plus, Terre Haute, we're known for our railroad tracks.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
I had
absolutely.
No idea.
There may be people out there that didn't know that, but we have railroad tracks in Terre Haute. Trains come through here constantly every day. So an ambulance may get railroaded. And so we respond a fire engine with that ambulance on that EMS run. mainly on our heart attacks, breathing difficulties, seizures, and things like that, the real serious runs, we will dual respond, an ambulance and a fire truck. We want to make sure that you're going to get the proper care prior to getting to the hospital.
And again, back in the outlying areas, they may not necessarily have paramedics riding the fire trucks, but every firefighter is trained in some form of first aid. So that's a good thing to remember, too, that a lot of firefighters are there not just to fight fires, but to actually just help you out whenever you're in need.
All of our firefighters are firefighters and EMS trained.
That's right, and that's for the city of Terre Haute. Like I said, some of the outlying areas, they may not be quite as trained, but they do have the basic first aid knowledge, so that's good for them. And speaking of ambulance runs, you guys have a pretty new shiny piece of equipment that is just going into service as we speak, or just getting ready to. Tell us about your new ambulance.
We received yesterday a new 2018 Braun ambulance. We have two more to come, but this ambulance is going to replace our frontline ambulances. They get a little wore down, and then our frontline will go to backup. These will replace them. They're in our shop right now getting some finishing touches put on them. Then we'll have the EMS commission come in and look over them, give them the blessing, and we'll put it in. We have two more to come. And these ambulances are bought through our user fee, our EMS non-reverting fund. When somebody gets sick, we take them to the hospital. They pay their ambulance bill. The money goes back into this fund, and that's what we purchase these life-saving tools with.
And these new ambulances, and I'll have pictures up on our website. You can go through our news section there and see them. But they're a little bit different looking than because the ambulances that you currently have on the road as we speak that went into service what 3 or 4 years ago, they were big size ambulances. I mean, they were the size of, you know, almost like a U-Haul.
Yeah, these ambulances we're going to replace. Actually went in service 7 years ago. We try to replace our ambulances every 6 to 7 years because they get wore down with the idle hours and the engine running. They're equivalent to having over 200,000 miles on them. So, yeah, this is a little bit different looking ambulance. It's not the big international chassis that we've had, but these are a 554 chassis. And there's a reason if we do this. These chassis, we put a committee together and they do the research and to find out what works best for Terre Haute. And we believe this rig is going to be what's working best for Terre Haute. And in the future, we'll just order the chassis and take the rear box off the ambulance and place it on the new chassis. It's a cost savings. And also, the truck itself gets wore down, but not the box on the back of it. So it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of equipment. And people ask me, too, why is it a different color scheme than your other rigs? Our fire trucks are red. Our ladder trucks are red and white. And our ambulances are red and black. So that if you're on a large-scale scene, you can look down the road. If this thing's parked a block or two blocks away, you can tell the difference between the rigs by the color scheme. So there's a reason to be finding our madness on these things.
That's kind of neat. I certainly didn't know that. I don't know if anybody else, unless you actually work in the business, they probably didn't know it. Is that something that's like that across the industry, or is that just something specific to Terre Haute?
Well, I'm sure it is, but this is what we decided to do several years ago, and it works out well for us.
People need to realize, too, that these ambulances, well, first of all, fire equipment's not cheap no matter how you look at it. I mean, I'm not sure what a pumper truck costs, but I know the ambulance, this new ambulance you got is not cheap.
No, this new ambulance we got is right around $300,000.
Holy cow. Boy, you'd hate to be the guy to wreck that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, unfortunately it happens, but...
Yeah, but sometimes you guys get hit by people that aren't paying attention, and I know that that's probably the biggest problem your drivers have is folks that don't see you coming or don't pay attention.
Yeah, we have those issues.
Yeah, oh well. All right, so as far as equipment goes, though, the ambulance, you got that this year. Any other new gear that's on the way or anything that's being replaced?
We're in the process of, we got a committee together looking at some new fire gear. Hopefully we'll get some new fire gear. Those things get outdated also. They have to be replaced. every 10 years, our fire gear. People will see a new ladder truck next year. It goes into production here in the next month or two, and then we'll receive that in March, hopefully March of next year, replacing the one downtown. But that's it for right now.
Okay, but you guys are pretty well caught up, though. I mean, you've got some relatively new gear just about all across town.
Yeah, we're on a schedule. Mayor Bennett, when he came in the office, he told me he wanted me to put together a capital plan replacing our equipment. So we put one together. We replace our amulets at 6 to 7 years. Our fire engines, we try to replace those every 7 to 8 years. And then our ladder trucks every 10 years. And then our fire gear every 10 years. And then our SCBAs, our air packs, those are every 15 years. Our fire gear and our SCBA, our air packs, are a must. They're outdated. Once the 10-year mark hits, then they're out of service, and we have to replace those. So we have this capital plan. It seems to be working out well for us. And so we got some new things coming down the road, and people will see them out on the streets.
All right. Well, I tell you, it's a quick reminder for you today, too. Don't forget, have your furnaces checked out. Be ready for the fire season, the heating season. As that goes on, make sure you have everything checked out. Make sure your smoke detectors have fresh batteries in them. Make sure you have them to begin with. Terrell Fire Chief Jeff Fisher, thank you, sir, for being with us today, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.